After 2 days of greetings and handshakes between President Barack Obama and his Venezuelan counterpart, President Chavez said he has decided to name a new ambassador to the United States. Last September, Venezuela expelled the U.S. ambassador to Caracas in solidarity with Bolivia, which had done the same, accusing the United States of fomenting political unrest in the South American nation. Washington responded in kind. Earlier in the day, Mr. Chavez gave President Obama a book and responded favorably to the U.S. leader's stated intention to forge a new beginning with Cuba, a Venezuelan ally. The Associated Press quotes a State Department official as saying the United States and Venezuela will work on returning ambassadors to both Washington and Caracas. President Chavez's diplomatic announcement came near the end of day-long hemispheric consultations at the Fifth Summit of the Americas. Although not present at the gathering, Cuba overshadowed much of the proceedings. U.S. officials acknowledged disagreement at the summit over a final declaration to be issued Sunday. A draft of the document negotiated months ago reportedly says nothing about the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba, a sore point for much of the hemisphere. After discussing ways to combat the global economic downturn and financial crisis, leaders turned their attention to energy and environmental concerns. U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu was on hand for the discussions and said island nations in the Caribbean and elsewhere would be hardest hit by the effects of global warming.
Caribbean countries face rising oceans and they face increase in the severity of hurricanes. If Greenland melts, we're looking at a 7-meter sea level rise around the world, some island states will disappear.
President Obama proposed creating a hemispheric partnership to tackle energy and climate issues. Administration officials say the initiative would promote energy conservation and the development of alternative fuels to cut back on greenhouse gases blamed for warming the Earth's temperature. President Obama said he came to the summit with the goal of listening, not dictating to his peers in the Americas, and with the goal of renewing and rejuvenating America's ties with its neighbors. That message was well received by El Salvadoran President Mauricio Funes.
Buenas intenciones del presidente Obama. Tomémosle la palabra.
Mr. Funes says he perceives good intentions from Mr. Obama and that the U.S. leader should be taken at his word that he comes to listen, not to impose his will on the region. Mr. Funes says now is the time to seize the opportunity to forge better relations and confront challenges together. That view is not shared by Bolivian President Evo Morales, however. Mr. Morales said President Obama speaks of changing the way the United States deals with other nations, but such change is not perceived in his country. President Obama is expected to hold a news conference later Sunday at the conclusion of the summit. Michael Bowman, VOA News, with the President in Port of Spain.